Hello, my name is Jim Richards, and I'm so glad that you've downloaded this special message that I have for you. As you know, the message this month is my very last battle with the devil. Now, actually, this should say your very last battle with the devil, because my intention is to equip you and help you reach a place where you never, ever, ever struggle with the devil again. This month's series is called Satan Unmasked, and it's connected to a book that I wrote many years ago, but it's a new series that I just believe is timely. I feel in my heart that the people that are watching this broadcast now absolutely need this message. Now, I want you to understand something. You don't have to struggle with the devil. Most of what we have been taught about the devil is really either A, not in the Bible at all, B, it's based on some twisted compilation of the Old Testament and some New Testament scriptures. But see, the main thing is it completely ignores what happened through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And I want to tell you something. I want to help you come to the place where the way you look at everything in life, not just the devil, but everything, the way you see yourself, the way you see God, the way you see the world around you, the way you see the future, is always going to be based on what was accomplished through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Because I got news for you. That's how God looks at it. That's the reality that God sees. And, you know, we can align ourselves with God's reality and enjoy the benefits of that reality, or we can continue to have our own view and opinion and experience our own reality and whatever that brings to us. Now, I want you to understand something. There are some truths that you have to resolve if you are going to live in absolute victory. And we're going to talk just a little bit about this in this message. You know, you've got to know the truth about who God really is. You've got to know the truth about who you really are in Jesus. You've got to know the truth about who Christ is in light of his resurrection. You got to know the truth about who the devil is now that Jesus has been raised from the dead. And so I'm going to introduce you to some of this, and we're going to dive right into it right now. I want you to understand that after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, because you were delivered from the curse of the law, and because at that moment in time, according to the Bible, at the resurrection, in Revelation 12:11, it tells us that when Jesus was raised from the dead, that Satan was cast out of heaven. And yes, he's cast down to the earth, and yes, he's running around like a wild person because he knows that he's defeated. He knows he doesn't stand a chance. But I want you to realize he is a completely defeated foe. But also, because of the fact that you are in Christ and you have been raised up with him, you're seated with him in heavenly places, this is the reality, and this is how you've got to come to see yourself. Just like he put all principality and power, whether in heaven or on earth, under his feet, because we are in him, then all of that is under our feet. It has no authority, no rights, no power greater than what we have. So I want you to realize something. You're delivered from the curse of the law, according to Galatians 3:13. According to 2 Corinthians 1:20, all the promises of God are yes for you because you're in Jesus. So I want you to realize, every promise that God ever made in the Old Testament or in the New Testament that he wants you to win is God's will for you. See, God absolutely wants us to win. The Bible says we've been made more than conquerors in the book of Romans. Paul told us in another place that he always leads us in triumph, or he always leads us into victory. It is never, ever, ever God's will for you to be anything less than an overcomer, a person who wins against the obstacles, no matter what those obstacles are. Sadly, so many people are deceived about who the devil is. They're deceived about his power. They're struggling with the devil. They're afraid of being attacked by the devil. And I got news for you. That is something that only exists in your mind. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul referred to that kind of thinking, any kind of thinking that doesn't take into account who we are in Jesus, what we have because of the death, burial, and resurrection. Any of that thinking, first of all, is a vain imagination, but it causes us to struggle in a way that Paul called shadow boxing. Well, in shadow boxing, you are fighting with an opponent that only exists in your imaginations. So vain imaginations lead you to fight battles that you don't even have to fight because, in fact, they are already won. All you've got to do is accept the reality of those victories. Now, I want to tell you something. There's some common reasons why most believers or why believers do lose many of their battles. And it starts with really what people think, not the real reasons. It all gets down to what you think. Vain imaginations lead you into shadow boxing, into meaningless religious activity that does nothing to provide you with any freedom, does nothing to improve your life. It just keeps you occupied with deception. And in that deception, you lose battles that you really shouldn't lose. Here's what people think. People think they lose battles sometimes because the devil is so powerful. Well, you know something you're going to discover in this series? That he does not have the power that you think he has. Now, let me tell you something. I've been walking with God and ministering for 45 years. And when I came to the Lord, it was back in the days when people were demon conscious and demon crazy and everything was a devil and people were fighting with the devil and screaming at the devil. And I got news for you. I quickly learned that that was not how we were supposed to live our lives. I'll tell you a little bit more about that at the end of this, but you will never, ever, ever have to shout at the devil, scream at the devil, be afraid of the devil, or think you've got to bind the devil up enough so that you can live in victory. But that's what people think. And you're going to discover that you will never have to spend one day intimidated because of the vain imagination that the devil is more powerful than you are. Listen, the Bible says in the book of 1 John, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That's why we have victory. You know, it's like most believers think that Jesus and the devil are just really about equal in power. And so, you know, it gets down to all of these legal technicalities about whether or not we can ever have the victory. Well, I got news for you. That's just not true. You know, a second reason that people think that they lose many of their battles is because they think that they have done something that has alienated them from the goodness of God. Now, you know, the Bible tells us that in our spiritual armor, which again, people take this and you'll learn about spiritual armor. You're going to learn the truth about spiritual warfare. You're going to learn what the Bible really says spiritual warfare is and how to do spiritual warfare in a way that never takes your focus off of Jesus, but always keeps it there. You'll never find yourself focusing on the devil. And the book of Ephesians, when Paul talked about spiritual armor, he said, you got to have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Well, the gospel of peace is based on the good news of peace. Is based on the covenant of peace that we have with God. God made a covenant of peace with the Lord Jesus. He didn't actually make it with us. And he promised Jesus that he would never be rejected again. He promised Jesus that even though wrath had been poured out on him again, it would never happen again. He promised Jesus that his kindness would never, ever, ever depart from him. Now, because we are in Jesus, in order for God's kindness to depart from us, it would have to depart from Jesus. So if we've got our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and in the Greek that really says having our feet shod through a thorough preparation. In other words, we gain our stability. See, your feet give you your stability in any struggle. And you'll never lose your balance as long as the foundation that you're standing on is the gospel of peace. Now, I'm telling you, if you don't know about the gospel, please go to my website right now, order the gospel of peace, start reading it, download it, and start on it today. Because if you don't know the gospel of peace, then you don't even really yet know the covenant that you're living under. The covenant of peace is the new covenant. Many people, again, we're talking about what people think, not what's real. Many people think that if they have failed in some area of life, that they give their authority to the devil. And he has the authority or the right to attack them. Well, first of all, there's not one scripture in the Bible that supports that. Secondly, If or since we are in Jesus, in order for the devil to attack us, he has to be able to attack Jesus. And I got news for you. The devil cannot attack Jesus. See, we believe so many things that are not in the Bible and that are not consistent with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. They are vain imaginations which cause us to shadowbox. You know, the Bible tells us that we go into captivity because of ignorance, because we don't have the knowledge of the truth. Now, I want to tell you something. Our greatest struggle, you know, if you've been to our website, if you heard me preach much or you've read much of my material, you know, I make this statement that we are changing the way the world sees God. And a lot of people say, well, why do we need to change the way the world sees God? Because until we see God as he really is, until we see God as good and only good, as we see God as faithful and dependable and reliable, as we see God as someone who is motivated by love and everything that he's ever done, whether you understand it or not, whether you can see it or not, was in fact motivated by his love of mankind. Until we see God as he is, we can't really have faith. In other words, we can't really trust him, because faith isn't about trying to believe for miracles. Faith is about trusting God, trusting the promise of God, trusting the character and the nature of God. And yeah, miracles is a part of that. Finance is a part of that. Everything is a part of that. But it's like we try to have faith for miracles when we don't even really have faith for who God is. We don't even know who God is. But I'll tell you something. I want to help you get past ignorance. I want you to know who God is. When you know who God is, then you can discover who you really are as a person who is baptized into the body of Christ. Then you have the opportunity to see who the devil is in light of the resurrection of Jesus and in light of who you are in Christ. So I want you to understand, overcoming incorrect information and gaining the right information and moving into an intimate trust with God is going to solve almost every problem you got. You know, I would say a second problem that we have, and this comes really, again, from the lack of knowledge, is what I call misplaced faith. Now, I didn't say you don't have enough faith. I said misplaced faith. See, misplaced faith is when you have faith in something, but it's really not necessarily in the Bible. It's not a part of the covenant. And so when we believe things that are not really new covenant, the truth is, again, it's just a vain imagination. Now, listen, God wants you to be overcomers. When it talks about Satan being cast down to the earth, running, you know, to and fro across the earth wildly, it says, but for us, that we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. We love not our lives to the death. And I'll tell you, in my series, we're going to go into what that really means, what that really looks like, how you bring that to life in your real situation. But if you'll go read the book of Revelation, the book of Revelation is a revelation of Jesus and his return. It's not a revelation of the Antichrist. It's not a revelation of all the bad things that are going to happen. It's a revelation of who Jesus really is and what he's going to do regardless of what the Antichrist does, regardless of what the devil does. And over and over and over in the book of Revelation, particularly in the first chapter, he says, and to him who overcomes, I will give thus and so. And to him who overcomes, you know, they will eat from the tree of life. To him who overcomes. And you start realizing that in reality, if I don't overcome, then that means I have been overcome. I have been defeated. And the promises of God, even though they're given freely to all people, we can only participate in them if we overcome the obstacle. See, remember, an overcomer is someone who is winning against any kind of opposition. Any opposition you're facing, God wants you to be an overcomer, and the Word of God teaches you how to be an overcomer, and the Spirit of God empowers you to be an overcomer. And Jesus himself will teach you and lead you through the process of overcoming in every single situation. So I want you to come to believe in who God is, who Jesus is in light of the death, burial, and resurrection, who you are in light of the fact that you're in Jesus, who the devil is in light of this. And I want you to start looking at every situation in a way that you're absolutely, completely convinced that you can win every single time. You know, I find it kind of interesting that there's more emphasis put on being an overcomer in the book of Revelation, the darkest book in the Bible, than anywhere else in the Bible. And you read this, and really it talks about people who are believers who are being destroyed. It talks about the persecution of the saints, and these people are being destroyed. But then it separates from those people who are being destroyed the believers who are overcomers. I want you to realize, no matter how dark it gets in the world, no matter what's going on with the rest of the world, no matter what's going on with everybody else, no matter how big the devil is in anybody else's life, you don't have to cave into that. The Antichrist can be winning over everybody else, but it doesn't mean he has the right or the power to win over them or to win over you. You know, I read a book when I first got saved called The Normal Christian Life. And it was such a challenging little booklet. And the book sets forth this concept that says, it says that, you know, we've accepted the standards, basically, the level of victory of all Christians around us as normal. You know, that's what they do in the medical world. You know, it amazes me. Of course, you know, at my age, you know, I've seen a lot of things change. And, you know, I can remember 20 years ago, you know, you went to the doctor and they would say, well, this is what your blood pressure needs to be normal. Well, you go today, it's a different number. You go, you know, 20, 30 years ago, and they test your blood glucose levels. And they say, well, this is what your blood glucose could be. Yeah, what they're doing is they're basing normal on the averages of what's happening to all the people that they treat. Well, all the people they treat are sick. And so that's sort of what we're doing. We're looking around at people that are losing. We're looking around at people that are struggling. We're looking around at people that are being defeated. And we're kind of bringing that together as an emotional consensus to what is normal. Well, I got news for you. Normal is not, or for the believer, normal is not the average of how everybody else lives. Normal is how Jesus lived. You see, I want to help you develop a winning attitude. I want to help you be somebody who always expects to win and finds yourself winning. Now, this is not just the end result of a certain personality type. This is something that comes from the knowledge of God. This is something that comes from being immovable in the truth and actually knowing the truth. It's really interesting. In my life, there's been a lot of people who thought I was this incredible risk taker. But you know what? I never really take a risk, not from my perspective. Because anytime I take action based on factual knowledge. You know, if I'm in a legal situation with somebody, before I go negotiate with them, I'm going to go to a lawyer. I'm going to find out exactly what my rights are. And the real truth is, I know the end from the beginning. I know it doesn't matter how many fits that other person throws. If I know what my legal rights are, I know how I'm going to win because I'm basing it on the facts. I'm basing it on the truth. Well, that's the way we've got to be about life. It's like, it doesn't matter if I'm fighting a disease. It doesn't matter if I'm fighting a financial battle. It doesn't matter if I'm fighting, you know, a relational battle or an internal battle. I know the end from the beginning. We're creating the likeness and image of God. That's how we're supposed to live. And if we know the truth about who God is, who we are, who the devil really is in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, then we know what the end can be if we're willing to choose that end. Now, we got to choose it. So we're never really running a bluff. We're never really running risk because what we're doing is we're basing what other people will call courage on the realities that God established through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, on the outside, it looks like we're taking a risk. On the inside, we're standing on the rock. Now, I want to tell you something. It's time to end all fear of the devil. And that's one of the things, you know, that's one of the things going to happen for you. This series is going to help you end your fear of the devil. If you get out of this series, what you have the opportunity to get out of this series, then One of the things that's going to happen is every time you enter into a struggle, you're going to have confidence and you're going to have the expectation to win because you're going to begin to see yourself as an overcomer. In this series, I'm going to remind you of who God is in relation to Satan. In other words, man, he is supreme. They are not neck and neck. They are not even close in power. One is the creator. The other is a created being. The created being never stood a chance against the creator. I'm going to change the way you see God. I'm going to remind you of who Jesus is as the resurrected Lord and what that really means and what God established in him. I'm going to remind you of who you are and what you have and what you can do because of the fact that you're in Jesus. And I'm going to remind you of who the devil really is as a defeated foe as a result of Jesus' victory. And we're going to give you tons of scripture. We're going to give you tons of practical examples. As a matter of fact, you know, I've made a decision, everyone this month that purchases Satan Unmasked, the audio series, is going to get a free download of Satan Unmasked, the book, and they both cover a lot of different information. I want you to have all this information because I'm not only going to equip you to be an overcomer, somebody who always wins over all the opposition, but I'm going to make sure you never fight another battle with the devil. You never spend another night praying all night long or screaming at the devil or binding and loosing. Now listen, right now, during the month of March, this series, Satan Unmasked, is being shown for free, and it will be available for free on my website. And I want you to watch. I want you to participate. I want you to invest in yourself. But you know what? Most of the people, or many of the people that follow my ministry, are people who are true disciples. They're not just people who just kind of want to learn a little here and a little there. They're true disciples who want to follow Jesus as Lord. And if you want to go to a level beyond where the average person goes to, then get the full series and the book and invest in yourself. You know, we put all this stuff out here for free because we want everybody to have. I don't hold anything back just so I can get into a series. I do as much as I can in the length of the program time that I can. But you know what? There's always people who are more serious about God. There's always people who are committed to living in victory, committed to following Jesus as Lord. And I always want to make sure that those people who want more have access to more. And that's why we always create series that go into a lot more details. So remember, this month, if you order the audio series, whether you order the download or the CD version, you get a free download of my book, Satan Unmasked, which has set thousands and thousands of people free from being afraid of the devil. Now, listen, if you want to be sure you get all of my weekly broadcasts, if you want to make sure that you get all my free offers, my daily inspirations, go to my website and download the mobile app and make sure that everybody in your family has the mobile app. That way everybody gets this. You know, back in the days when we used to have magazines, we would have people who part of their family would never get to read the magazine because one person would keep it all the time. Well, now that we have mobile apps, everybody can have my app on their phone, on their tablet. Everybody, every single day, can get the encouragement we put out there. You know something? There was a day, and I'll talk about this more in the series, but there was a day, and I'll never forget when I reached the day. You know, I came to this realization. Jesus showed us two things very, very clearly. Number one, he showed us exactly who God was. Jesus never did anything differently than God the Father would have done it or has ever done it. Anywhere we see inconsistencies or incongruence between the Jesus of the New Testament and the God of the Old Testament is simply because we don't understand who God really is. Jesus was the exact representation of God. So if I want to know who God is, what God looks like, what God would do in any situation, all I got to do is look at the life and the teaching and the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus. But Jesus was also the perfect example of what any human being could be because he emptied himself and he never did one thing as God. He relied on the Holy Spirit just like we have to rely on the Holy Spirit. And everything that he did under the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we also then have the exact representation of what a normal believer should look like and function like. And, you know, like I said, when I got born again, man, it was back in the days of devil fighting and devil chasing and binding and loosing and screaming. I tell all kinds of all that stuff. And if you've been around very long, Word of Faith movement, Charismatic movement, Pentecostal movement, any of those areas, you know what I'm talking about. And, you know, I was conducting a crusade and a witch's coven was, man, they was trying to put curses on me. All these crazy things were happening. There were actually even some demonic manifestations that took place. I'm telling you, it was the most frightening thing I've ever experienced in my whole life. And I remember finally one day I was reading my Bible and I read where Jesus said, you know, he that believes on me, the works I do, shall he do also, and greater than these. I will never forget. I just meditated on that for probably 20 or 30 minutes. And I stood up and I said, you know, this is it, devil. You will never manifest in my presence again. You will never manifest in my house again. You will never show yourself this way to me ever again, because you didn't do this with Jesus. Jesus didn't have to fight with you and scream at you and wrestle with you and carry on with you. And if Jesus didn't have to do it, I don't have to do it. You didn't do this with Paul. Paul and Jesus didn't put up with Jesus is my standard. And you're never, ever going to do this to me again. I'll tell you something. Since that time, I have done crusades in countries where witch doctors have come to kill me. I've done crusades where witch doctors showed up with big head dresses and mask on and chanted curses the whole time I was preaching. I've had people surround the places where I was staying unprotected in other countries, chanting curses all night long. I mean, I could just give you an incredible list. It sounds like something out of a novel of the times that Satanist groups and witch covens and all this have tried to put curses on me and all that. I got news for you. They've never had any effect on me, and there's never, ever, ever been a manifestation, a demonic manifestation that happens to me that didn't instantly stop the minute I said for it to stop. We don't have to put up with this stuff unless we have vain imaginations about who God is, who Jesus is, who we are, who the devil is. And if we've got vain imaginations, we're going to find ourselves shadowboxing. Now, don't be embarrassed and don't get mad. If you've done some crazy devil chasing stuff, don't get mad. I've done it too. We all do some goofy things. But you know something? If we're going to get past that, we got to be ready to swallow our pride. We got to be ready to listen to some truth that in the past we didn't get. But you know something? I know this is bearing witness. See, I know that you know that God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. I know that you want to be an overcomer, somebody who always wins over the opposition. You need to be an overcomer, and God has called you to be an overcomer, and you can be an overcomer starting the moment you make some choices based on God's truth. So be sure, watch the broadcast. And I'd encourage you to download my app, because every single day you'll get something encouraging about what I'm preaching about that week. And if you want to take the next step, be sure and get the complete series and the book. Listen, this is going to be a life changer for you. I am so glad that you downloaded this message. And I hope that right now you're inspired and chomping at the bits. Your world is about to change.